Report: Indiana woman arrested for threats on social media to kill Trump. By Elizabeth Weibel on August 19, 2025. An Indiana woman was arrested on Saturday and is facing federal charges after she allegedly made threats to kill President Donald Trump through social media posts. In a press release from United States Attorney's Office for the District of Columbia, it was revealed that Natalie Rose Jones, 50, of Lafayette, was charged with threatening to take the life of, kidnap, or inflict bodily harm upon the President of the United States, and transmitting an interstate commerce communications containing threats to kidnap any person or any threat to injure the person of another. Jones's arrest came after several posts on Facebook and Instagram were allegedly made between August 2 and August 15 under the account naf.jones. In the posts, the accounts described Trump as a terrorist and labeled the Trump administration as being a dictatorship. In another post directed at the Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, the naf.jones account on Facebook allegedly wrote, "I am willing to sacrificially kill this POTUS by disemboweling him." Threatening the life of the president is one of the most serious crimes and one that will be met with swift and unwavering prosecution. U.S. Attorney for Washington, D.C., Jeanine Pirro said in a statement, adding that justice would be served. Pirro continued to thank dedicated law enforcement officials, especially Secret Service special agents from New York and the nation's capital, for their tireless commitment to protecting our leaders and our nation. Per the press release, court documents show that between August 2 and August 9, Secret Service members allegedly found an Instagram account with the username naf.jones calling for Trump's removal, describing Trump as a terrorist, and describing the Trump administration as a dictatorship. According to court documents, from August 2 to August 9, members of the U.S. Secret Service observed that Instagram user account naf.jones had posted threatening comments about the President of the United States. The Instagram user called for President Trump's removal, labeled President Trump as a terrorist, referred to President Trump's administration as a dictatorship, and stated that President Trump had caused extreme and unnecessary loss of life in relation to the coronavirus. On Facebook between August 6 and August 15, naf.jones allegedly continued to post threatening comments about President Trump. In an August 6 post directed at the FBI, naf.jones wrote that "I am willing to sacrificially kill this POTUS by disemboweling him and cutting out his trachea with Liz Cheney and all the affirmation present." In another post on August 14 that was directed to Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said, naf.jones allegedly wrote, "Please arrange the arrest and removal ceremony of POTUS Trump as a terrorist," according to the press release. The next day, Secret Service agents conducted a voluntary interview with Jones, in which he allegedly described Trump as a terrorist and a Nazi, and allegedly stated, if she had the opportunity, she would take the president's life and would kill him at the compound if she had to. On August 15, the U.S. Secret Service conducted a voluntary interview with Jones, during which she stated the president was a terrorist and a Nazi, that if she had the opportunity, she would take the president's life and would kill him at the compound if she had to, that she had a bladed object, which she said was the weapon she would use to carry out her mission of killing the president, and that she wanted to avenge all the lives lost during the COVID-19 pandemic, which she attributed to President Trump's administration and its position on vaccinations. On August 16, after Jones had taken part in a protest demonstration that started at DuPont Circle, the Secret Service interviewed her once again. During this interview, Jones admitted that she had made threats towards President Trump during her first interview, while denying having any present desire to harm Trump. Jones was arrested and reportedly confirmed that she was the owner of the Facebook user account naf.jones and that she had posted the threatening statements, according to the press release. In a video on X from Monday, Pirro stated that Jones was in custody and that she would be prosecuted to the full extent of the law. "I just wanted to let you know here from the United States Attorney's Office in D.C. that an individual by the name of Natalie Rose Jones is now in custody, charged with two federal crimes for knowingly and willfully threatening to take the life of the President of the United States," Pirro said. "She did come from New York to Washington, D.C., and she has been threatening and calling for the removal of the President. And, even worse, as she got to D.C. her threats were on Facebook and Instagram and she continued to call the president a terrorist and was working to have him eliminated.